Coming up on Roundabout, superheroes are real and we've got proof. Brace yourself for another death-defying highway hearsay. What have we spotted on the roads now? And buckle up, because The Price is Correct is primed, ready, and coming your way. Add it all up, and this is a show you simply cannot afford to miss. Roundabout is sponsored by Advance Auto Parts. Visit our website, roundaboutshow.com, to get up to $30 off your next purchase, and by everyone's favorite online store, Amazon.com.
So close to the Rolex 24, but so far away in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Jeffrey Ross of AutoByTel.com. Go Brumos!
From lovely Long Beach, California, ice cream land, with my big old box of nachos, I'm Michelle Naranjo.
From scenic, historic, and just plain nice Northville, Michigan, I'm Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Radio and CBS Detroit.
From the comfort of an Aeron chair, registered trademark, I'm your host, Craig Cole.
Still devastated after learning Paula Deen has the sugars, I'm Ben Sanders.
This is Roundabout.
Welcome to Roundabout episode 115, our weekly chat covering car culture, vehicle reviews, and some of the auto news you may have missed.
Well, got the vibrato in your voice there, Ben.
Thank you.
A little bit of phlegm, I take it?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the Washington Auto Show crud.
Crud left over from the flight, courtesy of Delta.
Thanks, Delta.
Thanks for infectious diseases. Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. Greetings again. Another week, another Roundabout. And I think we've got a pretty good show lined up for you, for your listening enjoyment. And I'm not just saying that. I think we genuinely do have the goods to back up the words this week. And, of course, helping us make that a reality, we've got the man with the gilded larynx, Jeff Gilbert from WWJ-CBS Radio, right here in Detroit.
And I'll try to live up to that that build-up there.
Well, you never disappoint, Jeff, when you're on the program here. And I was a little let down by the This Is Roundabout, because the bar you set was so high when we had you on that first time. So just wanted to throw that out there. There is, you know. Anyway.
That's what happens when you peak early.
Yes.
This is Roundabout.
There it is.
You hear my that best projection. John Pardo.
Also joining us, another Jeff, of course, Jeffrey Ross.
Tis I.
Henceforth referred to as Joffrey, because he hates it.
I do hate it.
He's honest. Thank
Joffrey
you, Jeff.
Of Jacksonville.
And, of course, Michelle Naranjo with her big old box of nachos. Yes. Where did you get those nachos, Michelle? You are making us all hungry.
Just down the street, there's like a little... Chris Bacchus would love it. My go-to little hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurant.
Do they have that organ
so
meat
badass.
Sausage?
Oh, they have tongue and lung and brain and everything you could. And, of course, chorizo.
That's what it is, the innard stuffed in an innard.
Yeah, and these beans are made with real lard.
Oh, well, we better hurry up and get the show done because I am hungry. So, Jeffrey Gilbert, 2013
yes,
Ford Escape. It's coming. It's on our radar. We know it's going to launch fairly shortly. And Ford is sort of foreshadowing it with something, aren't they?
Yeah, the people at Autoblog have leaked out a little configurator that's appeared online, which kind of gives you an idea of the different trims, different price ranges from 22,470 to 32,150. Of course, these prices, like your mileage, may vary. But what's really cool about this is the Escape is one of those vehicles that I am really looking forward to seeing. So those prices there are right in line with other small to mid-size SUVs. So this may be an effort on their part to drum up some interest before this vehicle launches, what, in about 3-4 months?
Yeah, it's coming up pretty soon. And it looks like it's got all the ingredients it needs to be a real winner, you know. Ford's got two EcoBoost engines they're offering with it. Striking design. And sporty looks inside, too. So I think this will be a really hot commodity for them.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody is being struck in the background on the subject of striking design.
Are you not a fan of it?
No, I'm a big fan of it. I'm just not a fan of people being beaten up on shows. So.
Oh.
But no, I'm looking forward to the Escape. I think it's a cool vehicle. And what's really neat is think back to those original cute Utes about 15 years ago. They were pretty stripped down. This Escape, and same with the Honda CR-V, you're able to get just about anything you want on it.
Yeah. And at $37,000, you better be able to get anything.
Chips.
Well, I was actually surprised by the price. I thought it would have been a lot higher because Ford's been known to have a little bit higher of a price going into a new car. Mm-hmm. So it's actually really good for the market.
Yeah.
Early, too. It says that's the biggest price we could come up with. So, there are people who can come maybe, throw in a few more options on there and come up with something more.
Maybe they're going to do an SVT Raptor version of it for those off-roaders.
Raptor Escape. By the way, I have a relative who will remain nameless who, for the first couple of years that vehicle was out, thought it was called the Escape.
You're kidding.
Was her name Janet Jackson?
No.
So next
names
up...
Names have been withheld to protect the guilty.
To protect the guilty. So next on Lish Michelle, Chevrolet Sonic. Popular little B-segment car, just launched, just came out. Interesting story behind it, too.
You're still muted, Michelle.
Puppies, the handyman let the puppies into the house, and so Suzanne...
Oh my God! You're like in a war zone!
Get under your table now.
It's like an air raid in California.
We can't even hear her.
Earthquake! Earthquake!
I'm going to do my Edward R. Murrow. This is Long Beach.
Oh, my God.
The German planes are moving overhead now. You can hear the people running to the air raid shelters.
Oh, my goodness. So mark that, Ben.
Yes.
Try this again. Michelle.
This is going to be another 3-hour episode.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Chevrolet Sonic.
Right. Well, it turns out that it almost isn't a compact. The Chevy Sonic sedan is a full 14.1 inches longer than its fraternal, maternal, paternal hatchback twin. I can never remember which one of those things it is. This means that the Sonic sedan has just a wee bit less cargo space than the much larger Cruze. Why'd Chevy do it, you ask? It looked too stubby if it was shorter. The question is, does it weigh less or does it get different estimated MPGs in action than the hatch does? And better question is, stumpy a sensitive adjective?
It might be for some of us.
And for the record, Michelle, it's fraternal twins. Because maternal is mother and paternal is father.
Okay, well, can I ask you, Jeff, why do you know this right now? Is there news that you want to tell us?
I was once in the Fraternal Order of Police.
Okay.
And I considered them my brothers. So that's how I know that.
Well done. Yeah,
well played.
And if you really do want to know, she's asking about Amanda, and we were expecting a baby in July.
Are you really?
Another one?
Yes. Next month, too, Craig.
Are they twins?
No, just one. We're announcing
annoyed.
It to everyone now.
I'm allowed to put it on Facebook,
but I haven't.
Well, congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you. Awesome.
Those twin daughters are getting another.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous.
So, will you call your son or daughter Stumpy?
Nope, I would not.
Okay.
Unless they're 14.1 inches tall. And then there might be a problem. Hey, Stumpy!
Wow. So they actually made the sedan longer, just out of looks.
Out of looks, yeah. Wow. And it does, if it's almost as big as the Cruze, that's pretty big. It's not really a subcompact.
That's downright husky.
Hmm.
I heard it has
about the same trunk space.
Yep, about the same cargo space there. I don't think it looks as cute, but, I like my hatches.
Definitely. Hatches are the way to go. You get all that cargo space. It's worth it. It's great. But moving right along, over the years, we've shared more than a few stories of crazy people and vehicles here on Roundabout. Remember that charming Florida woman who thought it was a good idea to spruce up her downtown while driving? Or the redneck that tried to jump his pickup, monster truck style, over homemade dirt ramps? Yeah, that one worked out really well. This week we bring you another gem, courtesy of Jalopnik. A motorist in Washington State snapped a picture of something absolutely earth-shattering. No, it wasn't a Sasquatch, though it may as well have been. As the driver in question inched along the highway during a vicious snowstorm, some guy on an electric mobility scooter went trundling on past.
Drive around!
Or at least the freeway. Plowing through the accumulation at a scorching 4 miles an hour. Did I mention he was on the interstate? As the article put it, the man in question is clearly on a mission to save the world, because why the heck else would it would be so important that you'd have to take your rascal out on the freeway during a blizzard? I salute you, good sir, and see, I told you, heroes are real.
But did he have snow tires?
Good question. I would hazard to guess no, but it looks like by the picture he was making pretty good time. Scooter on the freeway in a snowstorm. Why?
Sometimes bullshit. You just got to get your diabetes medicine.
Paula Deen, I'll come help you.
Wrong infomercial. Jeff Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you've been covering the auto beat for a long time at CBS Detroit here. Have you ever heard
That's
of anything like this?
That's a polite way of saying you're old and you're probably going to be on a scooter on the freeway.
That is not what I was implying. Have you ever heard of something so ludicrous?
Beside this show?
Yes. Ooh.
No, I haven't.
on the freeway.
Yes.
I mean, it wouldn't be a good idea on the freeway in, let's say, summertime.
No, it wouldn't. But something was pretty damn important because this guy had to get there. So.
But, you know, you see all sorts of strange things in this world.
Yes, you do.
Deep thoughts.
Was that a segue or?
Deep thoughts. It's not a segue. It's a rascal.
Just trying to think of strange things right now.
Well, the other Jeffrey R., what's going on? Abominable snow. Another winter-related article. What's happening?
What is this snow you talk about?
Yeah, it's like 70 here today.
It's sort of like ice cream, Michelle, but fluffier.
And depressing. Ooh,
and no music?
And no music.
Don't eat the yellow ice cream.
That's sorbet. Right?
Well, Jalopnik is always pretty good at proving that you can race anything anywhere. And in this article that they had up, they had a video showing what is apparently a four-wheel drive top fuel car powering its way up a snowy slope. While there aren't many details about the car that I could find, listening to this monstrous V8 rev as its rear paddle tires shoot up rooster tails of snow,
cool.
It's a thing of beauty. For the real action, you'll want to skip the first 51 seconds of this video, but after that, the car makes a couple passes up a mountain. And personally, I don't think I'll ever look at a ski slope the same way again.
That would actually be worth taking on a slope.
That
Screw
would.
Skiing. I don't want to do that.
Do you remember those? I don't even know if they have it anymore. Those like swamp buggies with like really tall, skinny tires, and they would drive in water. It kind of looks like that, only with paddle tires.
And a heck of a lot of power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Jeff Gilbert. In all your years of covering the auto beat, have you ever seen anything as ludicrous?
Many of them.
Can you remember any of them?
What?
Where am I?
Who am I? Why am I here?
Ben, anyway, Craig, I told you not to take advantage of people.
But we gave him some Werther's Original. He couldn't refuse.
Yeah. Anyway, go on with your question.
It wasn't a question. It was just...
Speak up.
No, next wetter. Thursday. Anyway.
Is it time for bingo yet?
Jeff, you are missing the early bird buffet to be on the program tonight.
It's pretty late.
No, this is late. Yeah, this is late.
It's nap time.
No reason. No wonder he's out of sorts.
Oh, every time is nap time.
Well, moving right along, Michelle. You working at Auto Bytel, you deal a lot with people buying new vehicles, used vehicles as well. So you guys are in the advice arena, helping people out.
Yes.
And that's what this article has to do with. The worst piece of car buying advice ever.
Well, so the Hooniverse, the Hoons, asked their readers what the worst piece of car buying advice they ever received was. And I don't see anyone in the comments actually receiving advice or acknowledging that they received advice, which indicates to me that they are incapable of hearing or asking by the very nature. That's what makes them the very special thing that they are, Hoons. So, I honestly scrolled down through like the comments and it's just Hoons out hooning each other.
So are you saying the article is useless?
I'm sure it's useful to other Hoons because other Hoons find each other Hoons funny.
Well, what is a Hoon?
Jeff, what do you think? Define it for me.
I don't know what a Hoon is. I know what happens when you hoon a car. So I'm assuming a Hoon would be someone who hoons a car, and which is when you beat it up. Yeah, like Hoonerverse. Should copyright that. Hoonerverse.
No, be brilliant.
Hooning is when you're just driving a car pretty hard.
So
beating it up.
Tearing it up, yeah.
Tearing it up. Racing, drag racing.
VTEC kicked in, yo.
Yo!
That sort of stuff. So, Michelle, what is the worst piece of car buying advice ever? Set the dealership on fire?
Well, I definitely think going in and being acting angry towards salespeople doesn't help you very much.
What is the best piece of car buying advice then?
Go to Auto Bytel and get a free internet rate quote or something like that.
I'm a big fan of not buying new.
Okay, so picking up a lightly used.
Yes.
Secondhand.
Yep.
Pre-owned.
Certified pre-owned, off-lease, whatever, couple, 3 years old.
And
back from the flood zone.
From Katrina, a Katrina special, right?
Right.
Press leak car.
Don't want one of those. Not after Jeff Gilbert's driven it.
How do I get a Lexus LFA for $20?
Could I have my peanut butter and nana sandwich now, please?
Well, keeping things going here. The next story is wow, just wow is the only way to describe it. You know, people generally are pretty protective of their valuables, as they should be. Ben doesn't just go throwing his MacBook Pros around.
No,
randomly.
Sir. No,
no,
sir.
He keeps good care of them. And somebody needs to tell a Rolls-Royce owner in Australia to get better care of his stuff, because CarScoop reports the jackass in question left the top of their Phantom drophead coupe down during a rainstorm. A rainstorm. Needless to say, the car's lavishly appointed interior was more waterlogged than the Costa Concordia. Damage to the multi-$100,000 luxury barge is said to be in excess of $100,000. Unbelievable. If it's a cloudy day, I'm going to put the top up. You know, why
just
risk
a thought.
It? Why risk it, you know? It baffles me why somebody would just leave their $400,000 car just sitting out there, get rained on.
But what was that footage we had recently that was the guy hosing out the inside of his BMW?
Yeah. Yeah. This one I just saw and I just didn't even understand. Could not wrap my head around it. If I had a sunroof on the Focus, I wouldn't even leave it open if it were cloudy out for risk of getting water in there. I mean, it's mind-bottling.
Once again, yes, it is mind-bottling. Once again.
They did leave the windows up, though.
Oh, good.
You know what? That was a smart move.
And that's what made all the difference, right?
Because sometimes the rain comes in from the side and not so much the top.
Yeah. You've heard of it as rain in sideways.
Yeah. Forrest Gump once told me that. Big old fat rain.
Oh, man. So, Jeff Ross, you're next. What's going on?
Oh, this is so sad. As often as that, I'm on Craigslist finding timeless American muscle cars shamefully rusting away in some field or barn. This video I found actually on Twitter, but it's posted on YouTube, takes the cake. There's an Australian guy who's in Japan exploring castles, came upon a truly sad sight during his adventures. What he uncovered was a chained-up lot in Kanuma City, Japan, filled with Camaros, a Trans Am, Mustangs, and a Corvette, just rotting away. It was so sad. These abandoned muscle cars don't appear to have weathered the conditions too well either, but I will always hold a place in my heart for late 70s Trans Ams and a split-bumper Camaro Z28, according to this guy's pronunciation of it.
Another damn Aussie.
Camaro.
That's the Lutz pronunciation, actually. Camaro. Incidentally, it is.
At the end of the video, he tries pronouncing Camaro, but
Camaro.
He sounds like he's making fun of us Americans.
How did these cars end up in Japan? I don't imagine they sold them there.
Well, on a couple of the cars, they just – on the Mustang shot and then the first Camaro, it looked like there was some – added like marker lights on the fenders, which means they might have been some kind of imports over there.
Maybe a gray market type of import or something. Maybe U.S. servicemen drove them. Who knows?
And then they just parked them.
When they realized, I can't get any parts to fix it as it falls apart, being a 70s American car.
It's a shame, though. I was sad.
As you should be. You should go and rescue them. Start a mission. Save the Cars Fund.
No.
It is a rather upsetting sight to see like an old armchair with springs poking out, rotting away on top of a Camaro.
I do know, even if I had the chance to go get these, I do know firsthand that second generation Firebirds and Camaros, the frames rot out pretty well. So I would venture to say these things are...
toast.
Pretty much toast.
Yeah, sad day.
For just
for just 28 cents a week, you can rescue 70s American muscle car. Starving.
It's a steal.
It's a steal. Indeed it is. So rounding out the news portion of the show, we've got another Ford-themed article. And curiously enough, Jeff Gilbert is running on this one.
I must be the Ford Bureau today. Ford has a new advertising theme. It's called... what is it called? I almost said it's called Drive One. Yes, it's brand new, just merely 5 years old. Ford has a new advertising theme, and they call it Go Further. They haven't totally scrapped their Drive One theme, but this is going to be kind of an internal thing to motivate the troops, and also it's going to be in some ads, so it'll be interesting to see what it is. It's already started a debate among journalists on Twitter as to whether it's grammatically correct. Is it go further or go farther? Farther is a matter of distance, so if it was go farther, that would mean your car has a bigger gas tank. So that means go further is correct. And as my son once said to me, anything further, father?
See, I always thought between this and Chevy Runs Deep ad, it reminds me of playing football as a kid where everyone's like, keep going, go further, go deep. Yeah. But they don't throw me the ball.
I was hoping it would be go farther because somewhere – somehow somebody would take the H off of it and we would have some really good bloopers turning up on Facebook.
Go father.
No, that's Ferder. Not it.
Something. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We're doing flatulence humor here.
Oh, that's right. We forgot.
I can't spell. No. So, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Shouldn't it be farther, as you said, distance?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like dig deeper.
Further, going beyond, doing more, and to go where no man has gone before is already taken.
Aww. Yes, that's a good point.
Bull roar.
Bull puggy.
There's another sort of automotive grammar slogan issue that I've noticed, and that's on BMWs. They have their efficient dynamics. They usually have those little stickers back on the rear if it's a sedan, you know, by the back side windows. And it says something like more power, less emissions. Shouldn't it be fewer emissions, being that emissions is plural?
They are from BMW. They know what they are talking about, so you will not question them.
Very well.
Sorry, we've been watching Hogan's Heroes in my house.
Well put.
Well put. So out with the old, Drive One is done, in with the new, go further.
No, Ford's Drive One is not done. They say they're going to still use that. But they'll just add go further. So maybe they'll someday do drive one and go further with it. Maybe drive. We've just come up with it.
Drive further.
That is a new slogan for their plug-in hybrids. Drive one and go further.
That's a good episode title, too. What if, here's an idea. What if they changed it around a little bit and went with something like, feel the difference?
Taken.
Taken. That's their European slogan.
How about, this is a good one. This just came to me. Think different.
Yeah.
How about, have you driven a Ford lately?
Oh, you can spend more, but you can't buy better. That was from the 50s or something. Anyway, this is not a historically themed podcast. It is Roundabout. So moving along. No, don't get up. Stay comfy, because we're going to keep on keeping on with more Jeff Gilbert, Michelle Naranjo, and Jeffrey Ross. When we come back, we're going to play The Price is Correct right after I thank the good folks at Advance Auto Parts. So we are asking you, no, we are begging you, visit our website, roundaboutshow.com. There's a banner ad on the side of the page, right-hand sidebar. Scroll down a little bit. Click on that. That is your portal to major savings, courtesy of our friends at Advance Auto Parts. Very special, very exclusive offer available to all Roundabout listeners right now. You follow that link. You enter the promo code at checkout. When you purchase stuff from their website, you can save buku bucks. If you order $30 worth of stuff, you can save $10. If your order hits $50, you can take $20 right off the top.
Wow.
Yes. If you spend $100, Ben, I hope you're sitting down. Are you seated?
Thankfully, yes.
Yes. Because
in a cozy air on chair.
$30 right off the top if you spend $100.
Wow.
It's nearly a third.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about a 30% savings,
just
right?
Just about 30% roughly. If you save 30%.
No, we're asking you, all you got to do the next time you're going to buy car parts, anything, brake pads, mm-hmm. or rotors or something,
mm-hmm.
Headlamps, whatever, aftermarket parts even, pedal covers, seat covers, you can order them through Advance and save big bucks. And you're helping us, your favorite automotive theme podcast out. It's all we're asking. Very
saving
easy.
Money in Advance.
Oh, yeah. So, again, very easy to do. Go to roundaboutshow.com. Click on the Advance Auto Parts link. It's on the right-hand sidebar of the page. Enter the promo code, which is shown on our website. When you check out, boom, the money comes right off the bill. And it gets better. Orders that exceed $75 come with free shipping. They'll deliver it right to your door free of charge. You can't beat that. If you're ordering stuff from them and you don't quite hit $75, no problem. You can pick it up in any Advance Auto Parts store of your choice for free. So they'll ship it right to the store that you specify. Is that a good deal or is that a great deal?
It's an awesome deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes me want to go further all the way to Advance.
So again, roundaboutshow.com. Follow the Advance Auto Parts link, right-hand sidebar of the page, your ticket to major savings, and we thank them for their continued support of Roundabout. As I promised, we will be getting to The Price is Correct, but first we've got to take a little detour.
Highway Hearsay, Tales from the Open Road.
Highway Hearsay is all about what we've seen out on the road, from weird sightings to the stupid things people do, and they show can be stupid. And this week we've got a bit of a doubleheader. Michelle, you had a parking-related thing happen.
I did. I was out in downtown Long Beach, and in downtown we pretty much mostly have, on the periphery we have parking lots, but it's parking garages, but there's one little bitty teeny tiny parking lot that is in the middle of all the restaurants on Pine Avenue. And I had parked in a garage behind it. It's hard to get into this little bitty parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is you pull off of Pine, and there's a row to your right and a row to your left. And it's one way. You're like narrowly going between the two rows that are, head front end.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the end and you take a left into a one-way alley. And then you have to do a K-turn to get into the row out, which is only cars on your left and a 10-foot story building on your right, and it's only as wide as your car.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy in the BMW was back end parked into that last row. So when he left, he was going to have to go the wrong way. So anybody oncoming was going to have to back out down a 10-foot wide, maybe 10-foot wide lane into a one-way alley.
Oh,
what a jerk.
And so somebody took the opportunity to leave him a water bottle full of what I called apple juice, but I didn't try it, but it looks like it looks like it's urine.
Wow.
A lightning in a bottle.
Yes.
It's not white lightning either.
No, it's yellow lightning.
That's I'm sure they poured some on the car for good measure, too, and just left the bottle there as sort of a Trojan horse of sorts. Look what I could have done.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. By the time they get back, that urea is all dried and peeling the paint off.
Maybe that's it was disgusting. A diesel BMW.
Maybe.
That's true. That's true. They're being helpful.
Yeah. We thought you might need some more urea.
Michelle, did you do this?
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. You're the calf chat lady.
I am.
You could have piped it right into that bottle.
Oh, no.
So to speak.
I had the funniest, actually, kind of calf chat related conversation with another woman automotive journalist that I will relay sometime in the future, but it was pretty funny.
Anything about calf is
today
funny.
On Calf Chat with Michelle Naranjo.
Haven't heard that treasure in a while.
I know.
So, yeah. So, as I mentioned, double-headed highway hearsay. I also had one. Coming home from work the other night, I'm on Square Lake Road, just coming up, just past, crossed over Woodward Avenue, historic road, you know, famous for the Dream Cruise every summer, every August. And I'm in the third lane, and in the first lane, so two lanes to my left, is this black Lincoln LS, and it's obscured by a Saturn, I think it was an Outlook or something. And all of a sudden, the LS was a little bit ahead of me. I couldn't see it, but I could see what looked like somebody dumping a box of like embers from a fire on the road, all these sparks. And I'm like, well, that's odd. What's happening? Well, as I get a little bit closer, the LS was in the left turn lane to kind of do what's known as a Michigan left to go the other way on the road, and I get up there, and the car is scraping along at 45 miles an hour on its undercarriage because the passenger side front wheel fell off in rush hour traffic. So here's this LS, and what I saw were sparks from the car, and I'm sure bits of the undercarriage getting blown out in the other lane.
Oh,
but
my God.
I drove past him. You just hear sparks just... Like, oh, my God. What was going through the person's mind? Oh, it's making a horrible wobbling sound. The steering wheel is shaking. I better just keep driving.
We can limp home.
We'll make it. It'll be fine.
It's round. It rolls.
Thankfully, the wheel that went spiraling off the car didn't hit anybody that I saw. It kind of weaved its way through traffic somehow. I was... pretty darn speechless after that.
Did you fling a water bottle full of apple juice at them?
I didn't have one handy, but perhaps I would have.
Always carry an empty bottle for these sorts of situations.
Well, it's got to be a full bottle. Then.
No, you want to fill it on the way so it's steaming. Just goes through the Michigan air with a little wisp.
It's got a contrail, like an airplane wingtip.
So, forget the empty bottle. Make sure you always carry a good camera phone with you for all those situations.
That's a good
point. Craig, you should know this.
I have a camera phone. I couldn't have pulled it out and got the app started in time because it happened about 5 seconds.
But I thought it had an instant on-camera button, Craig.
Ben, shut
it's
your
a Windows phone.
Your wonderful Windows phone.
There, I just took a picture of you looking very stern.
Mm-hmm,
what else is news? Mm-hmm.
Post it on the Facebook.
You want it on the Facebook? I'll post it on the Facebook. Share on Facebook. Oh, who's this guy here? It's asking me to tag him. It is type a Facebook contact here. Go to the B section.
This sounds very simple.
That is Ben Sanders. Boom. And it's up. Smoked by Windows Phone. There you go.
Didn't realize it was
Facebook. Did he say his Windows Phone was smoking?
No.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I thought maybe a wheel had come off and was dragging behind.
Some extraneous code had broken away. And so anyway, Lincoln LS must stand for lug nuts because obviously the wheel fell off. How do you not notice the lug nuts are so loose that the tire falls off.
Maybe they just got back from Tires Plus.
Maybe.
Well, you saw what the wheel that the wheel was smoking, but you didn't see what the driver was smoking.
Good point.
That's funny right there. So anyway, moving along. It's the moment you have all been waiting for. The Price is Correct.
Here it comes.
Internet's
most exciting
podcast game.
The fantastic prizes. The fabulous
10-minute-ish
prize is
correct. Insert contestant name here.
Come on down.
Well, here we are.
Not to be confused with The Price is Right.
Registered trademark.
Exactly. This is The Price is Correct.
Mm-hmm. It's done properly.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct.
Correct.
Correct. Hop around.
That is correct.
So this is the point where I can take a break.
Jeff isn't buying it.
This is the point where I get to take a bit of a break because Jeffrey Ross, this is your baby. This is your segment. You go out on Craigslist, you find obscure, crazy, ridiculous vehicles, and then you challenge us to guess the prices of said vehicles.
That's what I do.
So, what have you rustled up for us this week? You've got three separate vehicles.
I got a little trio of cars for you guys today that intrigued me a little bit.
Okay.
Up first is a 1987 Honda CRX SI. This one actually made me think of Mr. Stephen J. Ewing because he has a CRX. I don't know if it's an SI, but I thought of him. And anyway, there's a guy in Queens Village, New York, selling his 87 CRX. It's got a 5-speed manual with fuel injection. It's a great starter car for the tuner heads.
VTEC just kicked in, yo.
So the question is,
how much?
How much? And please be sure to note that this guy says, please make offer no lowballing. So do not lowball when you're guessing right now.
Ooh, we have to go over?
Serious offers only.
Ugh.
Don't waste my time.
Double your money. You laugh like
bucks.
The guy on Back to the Future.
Huh?
Which guy?
The guy, you know.
Marty
the
McFly.
Guy?
No, not Marty. His dad.
Oh, yeah.
George McFly.
Well, that fits.
Christopher Glover. Christopher
Walken.
Glover. Crispin Walken. Crispin Glover. I was going to say Christopher Walken. Crispin Walken.
All right, so who's all playing? Just Michelle and Jeff?
I'm playing.
And Craig.
All right, Craig.
Who?
Okay. Craig?
Who?
Okay, so who wants to take the first shot at this beautiful 95% stock OEM parts CRX SI.
That is your call.
$550.
Obviously, you don't know Honda sellers very well.
You know, I don't want to be disrespectful to the guy, so.
No lowballing.
I'm not going to lowball.
Don't you dare.
I mean, I can see that bucket there where he has meticulously washed it once.
just for the pictures.
Right? I'm going to say $7,845.
What?
I'm very proud of his washing job.
$7,845.
His mom's making him get this car out of her garage, probably.
Did it cost that much new?
So, Jeff Gilbert, you guessed $550. Michelle, you did $7,845.00.
He said go high.
I know. I'm going to guess. You guys put, I want to say $1, but I'm not going to pull
no
that
low out balling.
Yet.
No exactly. low balling.
I'm going to go with $5,700 Australian.
I hate you, Craig. So, you're disqualified.
All right.
And, well, the guy was actually asking $2,700. So normally we would go to the closest price, but since Jeff lowballed, he's disqualified as well. So Michelle wins.
Yay, me. And you guys laughed at me.
Who let Craig's mom out? Woof, 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 woof.
There's a classic slam. All right, good first round. Shouldn't it? But Michelle was grossly over on the price.
Well,
what are you saying? Grossly. Do not.
She didn't lowball.
Oh, so she followed directions.
She didn't try and bring Australian rupees or whatever they call their money over there.
They're just as good as money.
Roofies. Are you thinking of a loony, which is Canadian?
I said rupee, which I think is African money.
Indian.
I think that's Indian.
I thought you said roofie, like the drug they take in Florida when they're repairing hurricane damaged roofs.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it's for.
Oh, it's so hot out here. Here, take a roofie. How did I end up in this basement?
To the wall. Where are my pants?
Don't end up in a roadside ditch.
All right. Is it time for round two, Jeff?
Yes, it is.
What have
we
got?
This one takes us cross country to Morro Bay, which is somewhere near Los Angeles.
Oh, you're killing me.
Okay.
Central LA is the Craigslist listing area. This is a 1973 Volvo 1800 ES. It's a rare classic and in excellent condition. It has a bunch of new parts. The AC isn't working, but all the parts are there.
So not enough new parts then.
Right. Dennis is the third owner.
He lives next door to Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Wilson! It's a green Volvo with orange or red interior. Kind of weird.
Shall we start with Michelle? She was the winner.
Go for it, Michelle.
Okay. See, this is the car I wanted to buy when I bought this. It's not like I accidentally bought the Z3 Coupe. I mean, I did it on purpose.
Whoops! Accidentally bought a BMW.
But I wanted this car, but I decided it probably wouldn't be as safe as if I got a 99. So I went on a search for a car that would look like it. That's a true story. And they tend to be pretty expensive. So I am going to say the air conditioning's not working. Central California. I'm going to say 11,000.
Ooh. Mashe is guessing.
How about you, Jeff? Hello.
I will say 6,500.
And this, Craig.
This one didn't come with a cautionary screaming at you for lowballing, but I think that's what you just did there, Jeff Gilbert. I'm going to go with 14,275 because that is the number that is speaking to me. U.S. currency this time since I got chastised last round.
Hello. Oh, nice try. So close. We won't hold it against you. Now get out.
And let's see. Formerly Baja Buster said 6,500 in the chat room, but all of you are way off. This guy is asking $20,500. Technically, Craig is the winner, but you're all losers.
Wow. How much is that in Earth currency?
I'm glad you're here to lift our spirits, Jeff. You're all losers.
You're all losers. Go home.
Get out of my sight.
So, Craig.
I don't know much about classic Volvos, but damn.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of scratch. Yes. Even an Australian scratch, that's a lot.
Jeff Gilbert, would you spend that much on this car? And
I believe
why?
I believe I gave you my answer earlier. Well, Michelle was talking about safety. Let's see. This vehicle has no airbags, probably didn't know much about crumple zones back then, no anti-lock brakes. But Volvo does have a reputation of boxy but safe. So, yeah, maybe it's worth it.
But it does have like a wood grain around the instrument gauges, if that helps safety at all.
And a lot of glass.
All right. So
you'll be picking out of your face.
Yeah. Oh.
And the back of your head.
And your ears.
Oh, geez. All right. So that's round two.
All right. Good job on that one, Craig.
I won. I'm
won
the best.
By losing the least.
All right. Who's next? Round three.
All right. Finally, staying in the 70s.
I see a theme.
We have a 1974 Volkswagen Thing. In great condition with a hard top and running boards. It's a straight car.
Wow.
It's red and black. Hmm. I always like seeing them in real life, but I don't know if I'd want to know the people who own them.
They're kind of weird. What was the point of them? Were they just like a dune buggy type thing or just off-roader? I don't understand.
Maybe it was a precursor.
I think we're going to say the same thing. Predecessor to the Aztec?
I was going to say the Humvee.
Yeah, they are definitely something.
I had a friend in high school that had one, and her license plate was PSNTCR, Pissant Car. and I had my sixth grade teacher was killed in one.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was orange. I loved his car until he died.
Until he died.
Well, actually, I do give this. They try naming this car more than Lincoln tries to name their car, so I give them credit for that.
So,
My thought behind this car was that, you know, the guys who had the microbuses back in the 60s who had really totally blown their minds out, they're the ones who thought, wow, what a great car. And this they were the market.
Mark that, Ben. That's a great sound drop.
So what would you pay for this beautiful thing, Jeffrey?
I would pay about 20,000 rubles.
Get out your conversions.
Rubles.
I'm going to go to onlineconversion.com.
Conversion ban. No,
all right. You lose, Jeff. Greg.
What is that, like $7?
I'm thinking that's probably like in the $7,000-$8,000 range, but I can't remember my conversion.
All right, I'll give you
$8,000.
Okay. Craig.
It's got to be higher than that. $14,275.
That's what you guessed on the other car.
Is that number off limits now, or it's $14,275? Done.
All right. And Michelle.
I was going to say $14,000, Craigie.
So
I'm going to go with $15,000? Thousand.
Million. Oh, she's getting strategic here, folks.
All right. Well, you guys must have a little hangover from the last car because you all overbid. This was $5,900. So Jeff is the winner on this round.
That's a bargain.
It's a bargain.
Beautiful. Congratulations. You've just won a Showtime Rotisserie Barbecue signed by Ron Popeil. Now you can cook 12 salmon steaks, half a dozen Cornish game hens, or even a phalanx of savory scrapple patties, all at the same time. Say it with me now. Set it, and...
And I think this is the first time, but everyone has one win, so really...
I even won and I didn't try.
There is no winner.
And Jeff Gilbert, I hope you like scrapple patties because you can cook a phalanx of them in that new rotisserie barbecue.
Hey, ain't nobody cooking my phalanx.
And Jeff Ross, you are right. I think this is the first time everybody's won a round. It's pretty incredible.
No one's a loser.
Except all
But at the
us.
Same time, you're all losers.
Yes.
Because nobody really won.
Jeff's and if so you're not nice. First.
And if you're not first, you're last.
Oh, my God. You can already hear him as a father, can't you?
I think that means I'm the winner because I'm the only one that didn't play.
And that's a good show title, isn't it? You're all losers.
You're all losers.
You're all going to die.
Whoa.
Wow. Well,
there we go. Another round of The Price is Correct. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Nice trying, everyone.
And I think that brings us to the exciting conclusion of this week's episode of Roundabout, show number 115.
It does.
Yeah. So remember, we got to thank our chatters before we sign off here. Jeff Gilbert, thank you so much for joining us, technical problems aside.
Wait, we got them fixed.
I know. The iPad's awesome.
And we're broadcasting, yes, a new experiment in broadcasting from the iPad.
It's the future. Today.
It sounds really good.
It does.
I mean, Jeff, you sound good normally, but I mean, the sound is actually, I think, better than your laptop.
It's wow. Cool. It's the goodest it's been.
And the gilding helps, too, in his throat.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said gilding. I'm sorry. You scared me there for a second. That can really ruin your voice.
Yeah.
So Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, the News Radio 950 here in Detroit, CBS affiliate. We do appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, we appreciate you letting me stay here in lovely, nice, or however you described it, Northville.
Well, it is a beautiful community. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to disparage it.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. So anything you want to plug, anything you're working on? You did great coverage of the Detroit Auto Show a couple weeks ago. What's next on your horizon? You going to be in Chicago?
We'll be in Chicago looking for news. Do you expect there to be any?
A lot from Detroit.
All right.
Yes. So I will see you there. Chip and I will be covering the Chicago show this year. First time Autoline's really been there. So.
And by the way, thank you very much. People don't know that Craig did some free camera work for me at the Detroit show.
Oh, pshaw.
I'm sorry, cinematography.
You're making him blush.
Sorry. No, you mean holding your iPhone for 30 seconds when you interviewed Aaron Brackman?
Yeah, that would be it.
Yep. Turned out great, by the way. You did all that on your phone.
I did all that on my phone. Now I moved up to the iPad.
Ooh.
This upgrade.
He must live. I bet you he lives on, his street is called Innovation Alley, because all these firsts coming from Northville.
You should amazing. Give him a level up, Ben.
Yes, he's earned one.
Dun, 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 dun.
Cue it up. We'll wait.
But I still haven't moved up to Ben's level. I don't have a Mac yet.
You don't? Oh, because you got that big HP, don't you?
I
got the big HP that breaks up when I try to do Skype. So.
That's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
There it is.
There we go.
Congratulations, Jeff Gilbert. You just leveled up.
Thank you.
And that's something that people can never take away from you.
Very good. Now I'm going to go back and play a game of Pong.
Michelle Naranjo. What's her name? Si, senor. Autobytel. What's going on?
.com.
What is going on?
Gosh. Well, see, Jeff and I did a ton of coverage, right, Jeff?
A ton, literally.
Literally of Detroit. And then we're getting ready for Chicago, and I leave for the Prius C event next Wednesday. I go from there to the to NADA in Vegas, and I go from there to Chicago. But first on Sunday, Suzanne and I'm going to take Suzanne to the LA County Museum of Art, and we're going to go see that Chris Burden sculpture with all the cars zipping around.
Oh, cool!
I'm super excited.
It's fun times. You're quite itinerant, Michelle. You're like a gypsy just moving around.
Yeah.
All these shows, all this news. How do you manage?
I have a really good personal assistant.
Jeffrey Ross?
No, I don't have a personal assistant.
Well, we do appreciate you coming on the program, Michelle. Thank you, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Jeffrey Ross, also of the Auto Bytel.
Yep.
The Auto Cartel. What's news with you? Are you as busy as Miss Michelle managing?
I would say that I'm just as busy.
Mm-hmm.
We are traveling fools, and it's just about to get to that traveling time. I don't think I have anything coming up.
Yeah.
Racking
up the frequent flyer miles.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
But I just posted an F-150 EcoBoost review, which was the Auto Bytel 2012 Truck of the Year, by the way.
Of the year?
Of the whole year.
Get out.
So we're only going to talk about one truck all year.
That's
every
it.
Day.
Well, it's a good truck, so.
That's right. We did our Car of the Year and Truck of the Year stuff, which is we're presenting the awards to the manufacturers at Chicago, so which is one of the reasons why we're going, because Jeff has to carry all the trophies.
Yeah.
Carry on. I'm the muscle.
He is.
Burly. He's got 24-inch pythons.
That's when you know it's a weak company, when I'm the muscle.
Well, Jeff, weak or not, we do appreciate you on Roundabout. Thank you, as
Thank
always.
You. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it's been quite a spell. Last but not least, we got to thank the technical expert here, the man who gets this show done, edited, posted, recorded, Ben Sanders.
Ben!
You are too kind. But
you're welcome.
You are welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you, as always. Remember, you can watch Roundabout Live every Friday evening starting at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time or 3:30 Pacific. And don't forget to check out the rest of the Autoline family of fine programs, including Autoline This Week, Autoline After Hours, and, of course, Autoline Daily. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Sounds like a good deal.
Sounds good to us.
Yeah. If you want to stay in the loop, we're on Twitter and Facebook. It's as simple as that, twitter.com/roundaboutshow or facebook.com/roundaboutshow. If you're having trouble, just do a search, Google, Bing, whatever, Lycos, Alta Vista, you'll find us. We're out there.
Can I get you on Prodigy?
You could.
Only on the chat boards.
If you're using Netscape. So, if you never want to miss an action-packed episode, frankly, who doesn't? You can subscribe to this show. It's available on iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, Stitcher, a great little application for your smartphone. Mm-hmm. Check it out. We are available in many different forms. Anyway, thanks to all of you out there listening. Please join us again next week as we circle the roundabout. We'll talk to you then.
We will.
Y'all come back.
And Jeff Gilbert, in addition to getting leveled up, because it's his third visit, he gets another special accommodation. Let's hear.
Congratulations. You just won the title of Honorary Roundabout Colonel, the highest civilian accolade given out by the podcast.
Congratulations, Jeff Gilbert.
That would be Colonel Gilbert to you.
Yes. It's honorary. Don't let it go to your head.
Wow. That was immediate. Ice cream!
I was just going to say.
So close to the Rolex 44. Or the, I already f***ed up.
That's nice.
What hell?
I believe that makes two.
Yep.
Bingo.
From scenic, historic, and just plain nice Northville, Michigan.
Oh, no, we lost you, Jeff.
The and CBS Detroit. I thought they said breaking up was hard to do.
Not on Roundabout.
No. Nope.
Okay, shall I try it again?
Yep.
Yes, please.
From scenic... no, I can't say it. I talk for a living.